Good morning, good people. It is 15th September 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows. The readings are from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 to 9, and the Gospel from John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Mother Mary is standing by our pain and suffering as she stood near the cross, witnessing and going through the sorrow so courageously. The significance of the memorial for Mary, whose heart was pierced to the core by the passion and death of her only son, Jesus, as pointed out by Simeon. We all suffer and go through grief and sorrow when someone we love and care suffer. At times we get frustrated after praying and holding on to our faith that a dew of miracle would drench the fearful hearts. Most of the time we are left alone to face the inevitable without knowing why it happened at this time. No one went through the sorrow like our mother, Mary, offering her son for the plan of God in saving the humanity. The first reading brings out that Jesus, who had all the privileges of being only son of the Father, he did not escape the pain, rather he faced it with resilience. The response and reaction of Mother Mary made this memorial so relevant for us all. In all seven sorrows of Mary, they are, she never questioned or doubted God for the unfolding pain in the life of Jesus. Simeon's prophecy about the sword of sorrow, the flight of Joseph, Mary and Jesus into Egypt, the loss of the child Jesus in the temple, Mary meets Jesus on the way to Calvary, Jesus dies on the cross, Mary receives the body of Jesus in her arms, the body of Jesus is placed in the tomb. All this, she always accompanied God. As she accepted the sufferings in silence in front of the powerful storm of suffering, unable to do anything even as a mother of God, but she did everything as a mother to Jesus. During this pandemic, we all have some untold stories of sorrows, grief and loss in our life. The scare and the sore left by the pandemic cannot dissolve the power of love and mercy in our heart towards the humanity. We will all get through safe if we stand near the cross of our Lord Jesus. We have a mother who comprehends our pain and sorrows. It is time to turn to her. Since Mother Mary shared in the passion of Christ, so she rightly venerated as the co-redemptrix. The extraordinary acceptance and identification with her son's suffering are unmatchable. When Jesus died, he left his mother to John for the entire humanity to take care and not to forget what she went through. We have a mother and a disciple in her who will never forget us in our sorrow and pain. When God remains silent, let us surrender ourselves to his love through Mary. May you have a lovely day. God bless you.